times have you been to town this week?
Is there another way to say that? Like, how
often? How often have you been to town this week?
And if you were pointing out something right here to show me, you'd say, what? I'll just gaze and all around, you'd say.
Just look right down there, I'd say.
And is there any other way to say that? That you remember especially?
No, or look right there, or just, it's right before your eyes or something.
All right, now if you agree with a friend, like when he says something like, well, I'm not going to do that, or I'm not going to vote for that man, you might say, well, what am I?
Well, I'd say, vote for whoever you want to, but I'm going to vote for the one I want to. Now, that's the way I'd look at it. I ain't going to tell nobody else to vote for nobody, because I might tell them wrong, and then won't go up and say I told them wrong. I'm going to do my voting by the best way I can, you know.
And what if you were talking about something that, you know, if there were two things, and you didn't care for either one of them?
Yeah.
And I said, which one of these do you want? You'd say, well...
Well, I'd take about the cheapest one, which would be the cheapest I could pay for. I ain't gonna take
it. If you didn't care for either one of them...
No, but I'd take the one I thought I could pay for.
Would you say...
This one.
What if you were talking about something that... And you wanted me just to take them away. You didn't want... You'd say, I don't want
them things. I'd say that.
Could you say...
I couldn't use them. That's the way I'd say it. Well, if I couldn't use them, they weren't going to use me in buying them.
Well, if you're talking about somebody giving you something.
Oh, well, I appreciate anything anybody gives me, freely from their heart. But if they want me to buy it and ask me a big price, I can't tell it. No.
Well, would you ever say something like, neat?
Yeah, I'd say they're neat. If they're neat and pretty, they're neat and pretty.
And would you ever use the word like, something like, if I ask you, if I said, well, I'm not going to do this, you said, well, what am I, need?
What?
Would you ever say neither?
Neither going to do such as that? I'm not either?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'd say if I weren't, if you weren't, I weren't.
So you'd say...
I'm not either.
Would you ever say neither?
Neither. I said neither. Mm-hmm. You can say either or neither, whichever you want.
Mm-hmm. What do you call this part of the head?
Forehead.
And now what do you call this?
Toppy head.
This stuff?
And that's hair.
And if I had it here, it'd be a...
The beard, hair.
And this was my...
Ear.
Which one?
The left one.
So it's my...
Left ear.
And this is my...
Right ear.
And this is my...
Left eye.
And, what's this?
That's your mouth. Teeth in it.
And teeth in it. Now, one of them is a what?
One of them's an eye tooth. Two of them's an eye tooth, sir.
These one...
Yeah, and little right on the corner there.
And then what are the other names?
The others is jaw teeth, and there's a wisdom tooth back on the back.
What are the ones in the front called?
Front teeth.
And this is my what?
Neck.
And in my neck is my?
Goose.
My, what's that word?
I call it a goose.
It goes up and down.
And a juggle.
And what, you swallow through your, you get a sore, what?
So,
what's that word?
Tonsils.
No, if you have a cold, you say, I have a sore
throat.
And what are your teeth stuck in?
They're growed in the gums. Bones.
And one teeth is a...